פרגרף ה, ועניין החמישה שקולים של הפדיין, יש לרמז שם כנגד החמישה תיקונים המבוירים בתוירה זויס. רב נוסל says, now I'll show you how the fact that we give the kohen, for the pidyon haben, we give him 5 coins, that corresponds to 5 tikkunim that Rabbi Nazal speaks about in this chapter in Likutei Moran, that this halacha is based on Torah Dalet in the second half of Likutei Moran. Kimavoyer Shom, Rabbi Nazal explains over there, Shaydei Hatzdoko Malin Umesaknim Pigam Nefilas Hayomim Shel Hazakenim She'enom Koroi, that by giving tzedakah to the right place, a person elevates and fixes those days that were empty, lacking, the days that old people lived without filling it at all with kedusha, with new das or anything. He fixes up all of those days. Vazai nichna v'noifel metzach anocha shen kemisham, and by doing that, he brings about the defeat and the downfall of the Metzach HaNochosh, which draws all of its energy and power from those empty days. When I correct those days, the Metzach HaNochosh doesn't have where to draw power from anymore. V'zeh b'chinas tikkun echot. That's the first tikkun that Rabbi Nazal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. V'oz mizgaber u'meir ho'or shel hazakenim nidusha. And then the light of the holy elders becomes stronger. Shehim b'chinas metzach harotzoim. They represent the metzach harotzoim. V'zeh b'chinas tikkun sheni. That's the second tikkun that Rabbi Nazal speaks about over there. V'oz yecholin hachachomim l'kasher kol harotzoinis l'shoresh harotzoim. And when these chachomim of kedusha are strengthened, they have the ability to gather up and attach all the ritzoinis of all the different people to attach it to the shoresh harotzoin, v'nizgale harotzoin boilam. These chachamim attach all the ritzoinos of all the different people to the source of rotzoin, and it becomes, and everybody sees the rotzoin of Hashem. They see that everything going on in the world is only because Hashem wants it to go on this way. V'zeh b'chinas tikkun shlishi. That's the third tikkun that it mentioned over there. First one was the downfall of the bad elders and correction of their days. The second one was the elevation of the zakenim of kedusha. The third one was that those zakenim of kedusha are able to gather up all the individual ritzoinos and plug it into the shoresh harotzoin. Now, number 4, validei harotzoin nimshach yira. Rabbi Nazal says over there that when the rotzoin is elevated, it generates yira. When everybody sees that everything going on is only rotzoin Hashem, then everybody starts having real respect for Hashem, true yira. We mentioned the pasuk ritzoin yirei of yase. V'zeh b'chinas tikkun revi, that's the fourth tikkun. Validei yira nase kli lekabel hachesed. And we know that when you have the proper yira, yira is a tzimtzum. That generates the vessels that are needed to be able to receive a major flow of Hashem's kindness. V'oz miskayim kol meleches maisa bereshis b'chazda yisporach levad. And when Hashem's kindness is flowing properly, then the entire creation can exist off Hashem's kindness. V'zeo b'chinas tikkun chamishi. That's the fifth tikkun. Now, as Rav Nosal says, if you take a look over there, that chapter in Likutei Moran, starting from the back and working your way, starting from towards the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran, where Rabbi Nazal over there speaks about the tzedakah, and you work your way back, you'll see that the first tikkun was giving tzedakah to the right place and thereby bring about the defeat of the zakenim of the Sitra Achra. Then that strengthens the zakenim of Kedusha. And then that elevates the Ratzayin. And then we're able to attach all the individual Ratzayinas to the Sheresh Ratzayin. And that generates Yira. And that gives us the Keli that's needed for the proper flow of Chesed. V'chol elu chachamisha tikkunim nimshochim v'nistaknim al yidei hatzdoka. And all 5 of these tikkunim are accomplished through tzedakah, shemesakenes es hazakenim sheinim koroikana. Because giving tzedakah to the right place makes a tikkun for all of those elders who are not leading the right kind of life, chas v'shalom. Shal yidei zeh nistaken kol elu atikunim kemavur batorah hanal. And through this tzedakah, we fix all the different things that are mentioned in that chapter in Likut HaMoharan, all the different tikkunim. V'yalkein hatzedakah b'chinas hei, and this is also why we know that the mitzvah of tzedakah is referred to as the letter hei. We mentioned the difference between tzedek and tzedakah. Tzedek is the malchus in its incomplete state, and and tzedakah, the main part of tzedakah, is that hey. V'zeh b'chinas hachamisha shkolim shel pidyon b'chorah. And this is also a reason why we give five shkolim. That's this letter hey. V'zeh b'chinas hachamisha shkolim shel pidyon b'chorah. And this is the five coins that we give to the kohen, corresponding to this hey, corresponding to the five tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likut HaMoharan that we listed off. Nimtzo, we see therefore, she'ikar kedushas b'chor la'koyim kedei legalois meitzach harotzoim, that our main goal in the holiness of this b'chor, you know, first giving it to the kohen and then redeeming him from the kohen, is in order to reveal that meitzach harotzoim, kedei lekasher kol haritzoinos l'shom, and attach all of our individual ritzoinos to there, kedei legalois he'oras haritzoin, in order to really broadcast this light of ritzoin, that everything is only ritzoin Hashem. Lohidia boilam shein shum chiyuv hativi klal, to enlighten the world, to inform the world that there is no chiyuv of nature. Things do not have to go in a natural way. Rak hakoil misnaig beretzoin yisborch levad kanal. But rather, everything follows Hashem's will. Hashem has the controls at all. Any time he wants, he can override nature, he can change nature. V'zeh she'isa b'shulchan aruch. Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand an interesting thing. The Shulchan Aruch teaches us, Shemishayotzo hapadachas harehu keiloi, that when a child is coming out of the mother's womb, from when the forehead comes out, padachas is the temples and the forehead, this whole area. That's called padachas. That from when that part of the baby comes out, that's when the baby is considered born officially. Ki ikar haleido tluya ba padachas shehu hametzach, because the whole essence of the birth is dependent on the metzach, which is the padachas. Ki ikar kol haholodoi sheboilam hem b'shvil legaloi sarotzen sheboilam, because we said the main reason for children being born into the world is to broadcast this rotzen Hashem. Ki b'shvil zeh Hashem yisborach mekayim hoylom u'mechadish b'chol yoy ma'aseh bereishis. Because that's why Hashem is maintaining the world, and that's why Hashem is renewing the world every day. V'noisein koyach v'chiyus lohoylid midor ledor, and Hashem gives us the ability to bring new children into the world in every single generation. Why? Hakoyl kedei legalois elokusoy b'oylom. It's all for one purpose: to broadcast Hashem to the world. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says, doer ledoer yishabach ma'asecha, from generation to generation, we praise your actions, Hashem, ugvoroisecho yagidu, and we tell over your strength, your great strength. What does that mean? Sheyedu v'yoydiyu ze lo ze maisei Hashem ugvoroisev, that they will enlighten and inform each other, father to son, friend to friend, or mother to daughter, about the creations of Hashem and Hashem's strength. Sheboro hakoil b'ritzonoi, that Hashem created everything the way he wanted to, and when he wanted to, and how he wanted to. And Hashem is running everything and controlling everything the way he wants. V'alkein tzrichin lekadesh habechor shehu hoylodo horishoyna, and this is why we have to sanctify the bechor, which is the first birth, v'chol ha'hailotos nimshoch and achrav, and all the other ones follow in line. L'havdil, like you have a train, the front car, you know, you see the person sees a train moving, he doesn't know, he sees 10 cars, he figures each car has an engine in it, and each car, he doesn't know, no, it's nothing like that, it's only the front car. The front car has an engine, everything. The other cars have zero. They're just boxes, you know, boxes with wheels. They're all being pulled along through the power of the first one. So too, when there are children in a family, the main one is the Bechor, that firstborn. And the others, all the other births, follow the Bechor. So that if we're Mekadesh, if we sanctify the Bechor, all the others automatically have the Kedusha that they need. In order that through this, through the birth and through the pidyon and everything, will be revealed, will be broadcasted this message that everything is Ritzoyin Hashem. V'alkein, Iker ha'hoilodo tluya ba'metzach. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch says that when is it born? When is the child considered born? We go by the forehead, the metzach. Ki shoyresh ha'rotzoyin ba'metzach. Because the source of Ratzon is by the forehead. Bechinas Meitzach HaRatzon. We mentioned that pasuk about the Kohen who wore the tzitz on his forehead. V'hoyo al mitzchoy leRatzon lefnei Hashem tomid. These are deep concepts. This term Meitzach HaRatzon and Ratzon Shebratzonos, this is the terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh. And it's used in the Arizal. When a person hears it for the first time, these words sound awkward. You know, like, what does that mean? You know, will and... But the more you learn it and you see it in different contexts and you see it used this way, you get familiar with what it's referring to. We mentioned that Ratzon has several definitions. When we speak about Ratzon versus anger, Ratzon means appeasement, the elimination of anger, the elimination of din, hamtoka sadin. That's one meaning of the word rotzim, appeasement. The same word also means will, because Hashem's true will is appeasement, love, kindness. That's the essence of Hashem's rotzim. And when we see when the Torah speaks about the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan, and it says the purpose of all the sacrifices and all of our avodas was l'rotzim lefnei Hashem, that Hashem, in order to appease Hashem, that Hashem should want us, He should want our sacrifices. So these two terms, the appeasement and the want and the desire, are used very much interchangeably in this kind of context.